gentlemen, start your engines, or something like that. Big races this weekend at Michigan International Speedway. Brooklyn, Michigan, the center of the universe, the racing universe for the weekend anyway. Joining me, Rick Brenner, the MIS president and chief promoter right now. Rick, welcome to the program.
I appreciate you having me on. I was enjoying the soundtrack. You're going to throw that back on there in a minute. That was good.
Absolutely. Good. Loved it.
Little cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it.
Absolutely. You know, we're doing it for you. So you got a lot of things. I mean, we hear about faster horses and the big events that go on at MIS, and obviously those are cornerstone events and big events, but let's be honest, it's all about the racing, isn't it?
Well, this weekend it is. This weekend it is. And we've got the Corgan Oil 200, the Consumers Energy 400. It looks like Mother Nature is going to be awfully nice to us. Of course, I can't guarantee that. We all know, just wait a minute and the weather will change, as Robert Frost used to say. But for right now, it looks great. And we've got some affordable tickets available, just a slew of entertainment, two awesome races. We're super excited.
So the 200-mile race is held Saturday and the big event on Sunday. Is that correct?
The big event is Sunday. That's the Consumers Energy 400. There's four races left in the regular season of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. So we're super excited to see how that shakes out here as drivers are jockeying for playoff position. And we also have, the Gander Mountain Truck Series on the Corgan Oil 200 on Saturday. And this is the last race before their playoffs start. So, again, a lot of meaning on the track for the drivers and a lot of excitement and fun off the track for the fans. So great racing. I like to say this is where National Park meets the best racing in the world and a carnival, because we've got a whole lot planned. 45 different performers performing over 100 different performances for people Thursday through Sunday.
So and I see one of those performers.
Everybody here.
Yeah, I see one of those performers hails from Flint, Michigan, that being Grand Funk Railroad, of course. The American band coming. Sawyer Brown, Skid Row. I see all sorts of things here. Give us a rundown, because you've got parties, concerts, pedal bars, dueling pianos, bingo, face paint. You got it. I mean, you've got it going on.
We do. So if you are looking for a family experience, we have that for you now, too. We've created the Graves Family Campground with different rules and activities. So you'll find the face painting and the bingo and those kinds of things over there. We still have over in turns 3 and 4. We've got that if you want to relive your spring break days and you think you have the stamina to do it, come on out. We'll give you a good test with paint and foam late night and late night bands in the infield, dueling pianos, Caleb Lee, Duggar. And, of course, the free concert with your Consumers Energy 400 ticket, Grand Funk Road, Sawyer Brown, Skid Row. Super excited for that lineup. Chainsaw Jugglers, you're up in Lansing. You've been to a Lugnuts game. You know what
sure.
the superstars are. They're here this weekend. The Dynamo Dogs. I mean, we just have one thing after another going on, and we are just so stoked that people come down and enjoy it. Tickets are still available. They're in the $70 range. Kids are free Friday, Saturday, half price Sunday, and Henry Ford Allegiance Hospital will give every kid 12 and under a free pit pass.
So, you got it all. You know,
a lot to do.
You laid What's down that? Quite a challenger. You laid down quite a challenger just a moment ago, Rick. I can't let that go. If I want to relieve my spring break days, if I've got the stamina, that hurts me a little bit. I don't know that I do have the stamina.
Lucky for you, our medical center is right over in that corner of the track. So if there's any issues with your spring break style, we've got you covered there, too.
We need oxygen in aisle number 3. Gruber's down. Man down. I got it. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for the love and support there, Rick. I greatly appreciate that.
Hey, I'm right next to you, man.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, we're in the same boat.
We'll be on a gurney, side-by-side gurneys. We'll
Absolutely.
Have gurney races. Yeah. It'll be beautiful.
With a splitter on our oxygen tube.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the good news. Yeah. The good news, I think, in this important, you've got an area where you can take the kids and you can feel, you know, they're not going to be all the drinking and nonsense and whatever might go on at spring break type, you know. So you've got the family area. That, and that's great. And then you've got the, hey, if guys want to, get a little wild, hey, it is NASCAR after way. People get fired up, don't they?
Absolutely. If you want to get after it, we're happy to let you do it. But we also want to make sure you know and others know that over the past 3 years in particular, we've really taken a great strides to communicate to fans and designate family camping areas, and it has really been well-received. I drove around myself last June at the Firekeepers Casino 400. I drove around at 11 p.m. I drove out there around midnight, drove back out around 1 a.m. And the campground was quiet and peaceful, and, you know, there would have been no problem. I'm a dad. I got a 16, an 8, and a 6. I would have had no problem with any of them being there. So it really really is working. Fans are enjoying it, and we're really proud of it because it's important to have something here for everybody. That's really what we're striving to do. And, again, it's where that national park meets, you know, the best racing in the world and,
sure.
And a carnival. And, come on down.
And the thing about the campsite is, if you're going to go and have a couple of cocktails, don't drink and drive. We want you to be responsible and come back for next year's race and the year after that. So you've got a place. You can stay at the campground, stay right on site. You don't have to come and go. You're there for the whole weekend if you want to be. It's a beautiful thing that you put together, and it runs for, 3 days, really, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? You can be there for the whole weekend and take it all in.
You can be here all week. We opened up Monday. We've had people camping here, living here since Monday.
Well, there you go.
And to add to it, Steve, I just want to point out, too, we've got trams and golf cart taxis to get you around.
Oh.
So, I mean, you really don't need to get behind the wheel of your car.
Or anything else.
And we'd prefer you don't. Come and stay.
Just walk or take the tram. That's good news. All right. So if people are listening saying, you know what, I haven't been to a race in a long time, or I've never been to a race, whatever the case may be, or they say, hey, you know, I forgot, I need to get down there. Where are we sending them? What's the website? Where do they go? What do they do?
We're they might even just say, I want to see Grand Funk Railroad in a killer fireworks show.
There you go.
So come on down. Come on down. MISpeedway.com. MISpeedway.com.
All right. MISpeedway.com. Rick Brenner is the president of MIS. How many people this weekend? I was just thinking about that. How many people do you expect to come through the gate?
There's one thing. The two things I never do before an event is predict the crowd or predict the weather. I can't control either. So we're gonna have a lot of people down here. University of Michigan puts our annual economic impact with our two races at about $414 million a year.
Really,
a whole lot of people coming into our state and through our state for this event. We're super excited to be the host.
$414 million worth of economic stimulus. Rick, you are good for the economy, as my father would have said. You are good for the economy. Rick, greatly appreciate you being here. I hope the weather does treat you right. It looks good from where I'm standing, but like you say, you never know for sure. But it looks good from here, so I hope it holds.
One day at a time. We're looking forward to it. MISpeedway.com. Thanks for having me on.
MISpeedway.com. Rick Brenner, everybody. Thank you, Rick. Have a great weekend. MISpeedway.com, and check it out. You know, it is a fabulous place to see a race, or in the middle of the summer, a country music festival, or so many other things that go on around the year. Just a great facility. We're proud to have it here in our listening area in Brooklyn, Michigan. In fact, I've got a couple of friends that are going down to the race. We'll get a full report from them. Coming up Monday, they can tell us about the concerts, the cocktails, everything else that goes on. And I don't know if they're going to relive spring break. I'm pretty sure Craig does not have the stamina for that. Isn't that right, Craig? All right. This part of the program brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Great companies looking for great people just like you. The pay, well, depends on how much experience you have and how hard you're willing to work. If you're willing to work, man, you can make a lot of money right now. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner or the sexiest job of the week. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Dudley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.